Satisfied, finally, with his work, he stepped out into the garden and locked the door of the shed. The shadows of trees fell darkly across the lawn toward the whitewashed cottage, in sharp contrast to the sunlight that slanted between their branches. Beyond, the same light shimmered on the sparkling waters of the strait that separated the island from the mainland port of Lorient, just visible in the far distance. The white triangles of sailing boats flashed in the clear summer air, tacking back and forth in the breeze that breathed through the channel. The hum of myriad insects filled the hot air, music to Killian's ears as he turned away from the house and headed across the grass to the little annex where he had his study. A separate building with a tiny guest bedroom in the attic, Killian spent more time in the annex than he did in the house. Sometimes when he worked late into the night, he would sleep upstairs. He had passed many more nights there than any house guest. Visitors were rare these days, and when Peter and Jane came, they always took a room in the main house. The outside door of the annex opened into a tiny square of hall, from which narrow stairs led up to the bedroom. Straight ahead, a door opened into a small bathroom, while the door to the right led into his study. He knew he would have to take care not to leave it open for more than the few seconds it would take his visitor to enter. He closed it behind him now and crossed to his desk. He placed the film canister in his in tray and went to the window. He opened it to lean out and pull the shutters closed, adjusting the slats to let in some light before closing the window once more and turning the key in its lock. Only the fan turning lazily in the ceiling stirred the hot air of the room. Killian returned to his desk and eased himself into his captain's chair. He took out a handkerchief to mop away the perspiration that formed like dewdrops on his forehead and ran a hand back through his head of thick, white hair. He looked at the book lying on his desk. A thin, well-thumbed paperback. He opened it at random somewhere around the halfway point and ran the heel of his hand up between the pages, breaking the spine so that it would remain open, an act that caused him some distress. But necessary, he knew, to accomplish his goal.